It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Usually there are no words. A dog will walk up and go to town. That's it. That's all they have to do. Aren't you lucky that we as humans don't do that?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No, that'd be kind of awesome if we did.
No,
you didn't have to like, go through all the process of that.
Highly illegal.
Lucky.
It's not awesome.
Not lucky. That's not cool.
Well, it's not cool because it's not a part of the game.
Right.
So every other
animal species can do it.
Okay, well, then you go in the ocean and let a dolphin have its way with you and be like, this is really cool.
Yeah.
It's natural.
If I was a dolphin.
They probably don't like it either.
Okay. Now you're just being ridiculous.
Well,
you are for the sake of being ridiculous for no reason.
Yeah, standing up and saying that rape.
Never mind, Travis. Since you don't get it, then obviously we're wrong.
So, hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Is that not the usual?
So do you think female dogs are really...
Oh, he turned his mic off.
Okay.
How about I turn my mic off and you guys can do your show?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Man, that's still so tense. E-Brake is brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration at advancedhair.com. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. All right, candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. They do this little thing on Thursday afternoon when they bring the great Gordo on. They have the big rant revival with Corby, Dave, and Gordo back together. And Bob has to listen to all this and try
to keep
it on the road a little bit. Well, Bob had to try to get it on the road when Davey was doing this story about, I guess the story has gone viral about a kid who thought his dad loved manatees, so he gave him all these gifts over the years, and his dad really didn't like manatees.
He gave his dad a gift, and it had a manatee on it, and he thought that his dad was not real happy about it. And the dad overcompensated, but goes, no, I love it. I love it. Manatees are my favorite animal. And just shot his mouth off when the kid was 6 years old telling his kid that manatees were his favorite. So he spent the kid spent the next 30 years giving his dad manatee gifts and planned a trip to go swim with the manatees.
So Corby tries to talk about what a manatee is, and then Davey tries to tell him what it really is. A mammal is what he was searching for.
This is one of the stupid people talking to each other.
This is one of the dumbest conversations you will ever listen to.
What kind of an adult are we dealing with here at 25 that is still... Oh, my daddy still, he loves fish. The big ones. The manatee.
Oh my gosh, look at that big manatee stuffy. I'm going to get it for my papa.
Yes. Who still does that?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do it.
He might be a simpleton.
Yeah, this is where this is going.
Can we circle back to whether manatees are fish?
They're not fish. They're mammals. Did you say they were fish?
Did you just say mammals?
What just happened?
I may have put an extra syllable in there.
Whatever.
At least I didn't think they were fish.
Good comeback. You just circle back to this thing
that floats around in the water is a fish.
You can't say whatever to is a manatee a fish.
Yeah, right.
If I ever swam with manatees, I'd freaking rip that manatee's gills out.
What a stupid argument. But Davey saying mammals is really funny.
Mammals.
Corby, a big fish. At least he said it was a big fish. He knows it's of size.
Corby also had an underwater street car during that segment, too.
His dad brought him back a street car from San Francisco. Kind of an unrelated story. But all right, one more time.
What kind of an adult are we dealing with here at 25 that is still... Oh, my daddy still, he loves fish. The big ones. The manatee.
Oh my gosh, look at that big manatee stuffy. I'm going to get it for my papa.
Yes. Who still does that?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do it.
He might be a simpleton.
Yeah, this is where this is going.
Can we circle back to whether manatees are fish?
They're not fish. They're mammals. Did you say they were fish?
Did you just say mammals?
What just happened?
I may have put an extra syllable in there.
Whatever.
At least I didn't think they were fish.
Good comeback. Right. You just circle back to this thing that floats around in the water is a fish.
You can't say whatever to is a manatee a fish.
You're right. If I ever swam with manatees, I'd freaking rip that manatee's gills out.
See, that's Bob's role. Could we circle back to when you said a manatee was a fish?
He does just barely tolerate when the idiots get together to converse.
So one thought it was a fish. One thought it was a mammal.
Mm-hmm. A mammal.
Yeah.
All right, there's the Corby-Davy combo. Okay, right after the national championship game, the invasion has Greg McElroy on from ESPN, ABC. Talk about the Indiana Hoosiers. But apparently a woman took exception to the lounge that Greg McElroy was in at the airport, and we had this tense exchange live on the air.
Like, they didn't play well and yet still won the national championship. That, I mean, that's remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. And they went and got it all done and got it taken care of. So I'm sorry, I'm on a radio interview. I apologize. I didn't want to interrupt you or bother you. I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was your lounge. I apologize.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
We're getting a little jiggy in the lounge, you, Greg, around let's go. There.
She got mad at me because I was trying to talk Mavs. I mean, goodness, sorry, I got a little amplified.
She may be a Knicks fan because the Mavs drove him last night. Maybe that's the case.
That was definitely it. She was so mad at me. clearly not from the South. That was, I might be in Atlanta, but I'm guessing she's flying somewhere in the North based on that reaction.
All right.
I'm telling you.
I always love,
I'm telling you.
I always love Greg's comments, where you could tell he was getting a little distracted. We don't have to play the whole thing, but right up to where he said, okay, I guess it's your lounge. His sports points about, and so they got it done.
They got generic and repetitive.
Yeah. Play that again.
Like, they didn't play well and yet still won the national championship. That, I mean, that's remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. And they went and got it all done and got it taken care of. So
got it all taken care of. So
it's clear when the brain load has divided into two areas.
Yeah. He's doing a radio interview about to battle a woman in a lounge.
He's lost some horsepower there.
Just remember that about that Indiana win. They got it done and got it taken care of.
They got it taken care of. That's all you need to know about it. All right, there's Greg as candidate number two. And here's a little T-box combo. Eli accidentally drops an S-bomb, but he didn't have a great lead-in from Craig Rosengarten. Let's give this a listen.
Hey, and one more quick. It is, we're going to do a Fontana financial deal.
Oh, my God.
I saw today it's Patrick Fontana's birthday.
Well, there you go.
So happy birthday to our pal, Patrick Fontana.
Might I give a quick shout out as well? Oh. Yeah, let's maybe next.
No, do it. Come on, while we're hot. Do it while we're hot, baby.
In time. Hey, there we go. I would like to give quick shout out. One of my very good friends who I've known for about 30 years, Derek Roth, his wife, Rachel, underwent brain surgery this week down in San Antonio.
Talk about
very sensitive.
Well, you're talking about a car just lurching down the road on that thing.
You know, that's a pretty spectacular candidate
It's amazing. Number one, I guess.
What was that thing that Rosengarten started off with?
I don't know. I guess he got hit by a crowbar right before he said this, right in the head.
Then the cuss word.
Then the cuss word.
And then the bear trap.
Brain surgery.
So, all right, one more time.
Dick Fontana.
Hey, and one more quick one. It is, we're going to do a Fontana financial deal.
Deal.
I saw today it's Patrick Fontana's birthday.
Well, there you go.
So happy birthday to our pal, Patrick Fontana.
Might I give a quick shout out as well? Uh-oh. Yeah, let's maybe next.
No, do it. Come on, while we're hot. Do it while we're hot, baby.
Hey, there we go. I would like to give a quick shout out. My one of my very good friends who I've known for about 30 years, Derek Roth, his wife Rachel underwent brain surgery this week down in San Antonio.
Gosh.
What a mess.
Oh my God. So many e-brake boxes checked on that.
Wow.
Man, so, we have three great candidates this week.
I don't know who it goes to. Let's see who wins. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Good morning, musers. Welcome back from dry dock.
Hey,
I know you guys were on the air last week, but I couldn't get through.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got through. Who you vote for?
Yeah, what were the options again?
Can see it coming. See it coming around the corner.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Well, when it comes to the firing of Barry Bunch, you got it taken care of. You got it done.
Let that go.
We did not fire him.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, good morning, musers. I like to vote for Dave and Corby.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, what were the choices again?
Holy cow, twice. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Coco from Lower Heaven.
Oh, gosh. Hey, Coco.
More singing every week.
Coco mad. Coco have face scowl.
Why?
Have human musers seen picture show trailer for new chimp movie called Primate?
Yeah, that looks really scary.
Story people make new film about lovable chimp pet named Ben. Plot has Ben get bit. Contract rabies, then start killing people. It awful.
Yeah, it looks bad.
It awful. Yes, it awful.
That's not what Primate all about. Coco and Lower Heaven friends love humans and kittens.
Okay, could you please vote?
Coco and Spirit of Ben vote for Mammal Davy.
Okay, thank you.
Spirit of Ben.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Greg McElroy.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Jobs, Cruz and Alito.
Hey, Cruz.
Got a pro tip for you. When you're riding in the car with a woman, as you anticipate her about to lock them up, you lean forward at a 45-degree angle, see? And as a break happens, and it naturally propels you back comfortably resting in your seat.
Okay. I may use that next time.
About every other stop sign.
Okay.
And I vote for McElroy.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Yes, Cruz and Grandview.
Okay, we have this many cruises.
Anyway, I guess I'll vote for Greg.
Greg, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, good morning, Joe.
Oh, my gosh, it's Brady Tom right before championship weekend.
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
Just a wild guess.
Well, that's a very wild guess, very wild guess. Well, are you ready for the ice and snow?
I guess so. How about you?
Well, I think they're big liars, and it's not going to get bad at all.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go ahead and vote for the manimals, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Brady Tom.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Be safe.
Okay, be safe. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is the answer Greg Nettles and Roy White?
No, that's Yankee not the greats. Answer.
Chris Chambliss.
Another Yankee great.
Nope.
Ah, son of a.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, guys, good morning. I will take the greatness that is the T-Box.
Okay, first T-Box vote. Incredible. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, George.
Hello.
Do you think if I give you a vote, is it going to change all your problems and wash away all the things from your childhood?
I don't know. I don't know. Who are you?
Hannibal Lecter?
Oh, okay.
The Mammable.
Oh, the Mammable? Is that who you vote for?
Hannibal the Mammable.
Hannibal the Mammable. Take it easy now, George.
Okay.
He still wants you at the FBI.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we got to go. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Boys. Before I vote responsibly, I'd like to offer up a plebeian tribute to the handcrafted comedy that you boys offer us every day. So I'm going to give you a joke of mine. Why don't you want to borrow Mushmouth's pen?
Why?
Because it only writes half the word.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that rimshot. That's production value. I'm going to go with them golf show boys.
Okay.
They are ate up with the break.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hi, users.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger.
Hey, I'm going to vote for Phil Liddell because he's a big-ass manatee.
Hey, we have ourselves a winner. Corby and Davey win it.
What kind of an adult are we dealing with here at 25 that is still, oh, my daddy's still, he loves fish. The big ones. The manatee.
Oh, my gosh, look at that big manatee stuffy. I'm going to get it for my papa.
Yes. Who still does that?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do
it. He might be a simpleton.
Yeah, this is where this is going.
Can we circle back to whether manatees are fish?
They're not fish. They're mammals. Did you say they were fish?
Did you just say mammals?
What just happened?
I may have put an extra syllable in there.
Whatever.
At least I didn't think they were fish.
Good comeback.
Right. You circle back to this thing that floats around in the water is a fish.
You can't say whatever to is a manatee a fish.
Yeah, right.
If I ever swam with manatees, I'd freaking rip that manatee's gills out.
All right, how many is that for Corby and Davey?
Well, that is Corby's 94th, so he is closing in rapidly on the century mark. That is Davey's quarter-century e-break. He's hit number 25.
All right.